the first big warning flare has been fired for the Democrats to see far and wide. Now, they can look at it or they can ignore it. It's of no consequence to me. It is of consequence to the Democrats, though. A brand new polling out of Marquette University yesterday in the state of Wisconsin shows Donald Trump beating every leading Democrat for the first time. Everything's flipped since October. Now, what has changed since October? Well, we started this impeachment proceeding on television, didn't we? It showed that Wisconsin voters support Trump by 3 points over Biden, 3 points over Bernie, 3 points over Elizabeth Warren, and 8 points over Mayor Pete. The shifts appear to be affected by exactly one thing. I'm going to go read the narrative to you right here. This comes from a National Review article. The shifts appear to be affected by public impeachment hearings. Impeachment support among Democrats fell by 7 points in the last month. Fell by 7 points since October. Opposition to impeachment among Republicans rose 2 points to 94%. Almost Republicans universally opposed this circus. The poll also found that those who reported they are following the hearings closely are nearly twice as likely to say the president requested an investigation of the Ukrainian, 61 to 34. But overall, here's what was tweeted out by Marquette University. Overall, a new poll finds consistent, although modest, shifts in Wisconsin opinion away from supporting impeachment and towards supporting President Trump in next year's election. They just couldn't bring themselves to say it. This is a monumental shift. This is a red flag moment for the Democrats. Because voters in Wisconsin are rejecting impeachment. Voters in Wisconsin, one of the states that President Trump won in the trifecta to become president in the first place, is rejecting impeachment and now supports Donald Trump against every leading Democrat. And it's headlines everywhere. I mean, you can go to the Wisconsin papers. You can find this headline everywhere. And it's a big blow to Vice President Joe Biden, of course, who had just a terrible performance. Let me give you some historic context for this, because this is a big deal. Make no mistake, the Wisconsin polling is a big deal. In November, Trump is leading, like I said, 3 points over Biden, 3 points over Sanders, 3 points over Warren, and 8 points over Buttigieg. Now, back in October, Biden held a six-point lead in the same poll over Trump. Sanders was leading by two, Warren by a point. Buttigieg, the only one that was losing at that point in Wisconsin, by a couple of points. Back in August, Biden was hammering Trump by nine. Sanders was up by four. Warren was running pretty close with him. But the fact of the matter is, all of the leading Democrats until now have been tuning up on Trump in the numbers, but not anymore, according to this Marquette University poll. The fact of the matter is, impeachment is not working because people can see it for what it is, and that is dishonest. Let me give you a couple more examples of what happened last night. There were some more witnesses in last night, and it produced more witnesses for little Adam Schiff. And let's see how it went for everyone. Here is David Hale. We're going to jump to bite number five. David Hale, the Undersecretary of State, giving clear statements about America's alleged demand for investigation. It's bite number five. And again, these are the Democrats' witnesses, Republican witnesses for the most part. Volcker was there yesterday, and they were rejected. The Democrats rejected the rest of the Republican list for the most part. But here's Undersecretary of State David Hale talking about the quid pro quo, however it all comes together. And here are some clear statements in bite number five. Go.
Undersecretary Hale, you testified that you had no direct knowledge of any nefarious motivations to withhold aid to Ukraine, correct?
Correct.
And to your knowledge, you testified that there were no strings attached to the aid, correct? That's page 184 of your deposition.
Yeah, no such knowledge.
And more specifically, you testified that you had no knowledge of Ukraine aid being held up for investigations. Is that correct?
Correct.
And there it is, once again. No idea. No aid, no holdup. And so we continue to come back to what is it all about? You know what it's all about. It's about politics. And I told you that the weapon systems were not held up. The Javelin missiles that can take out Russian tanks, not held up and delivered. In fact, they were delivered only under this administration. Donald Trump has been very good to the Ukrainian military and to Ukraine in general. He just wanted Zelensky to be a straight shooter. He wanted to know that he was a guy he could rely on to some extent, that wasn't going to be another corrupt politician in charge of that nation, which has a long, sordid history of deep corruption and payoffs and bribes and all of it. Now, the Democrats are going to continue to tell you that somehow there's a quid pro quo here, because Gordon Sondland thought that there was a quid pro quo. He believed it was there. He assumed it was there. But it wasn't there. It wasn't there. And so let's go to Bite 11 so you don't lose track of everything that's going on here and what it really means. All right, Bite 11. Going to go back to last weekend with Adam Schiff in California explaining what the impeachment is truly about. Bite 11, go.
2 years ago, I stood before you and I urged you to resist, and you did. But we are more than a resistance now. We are a majority. We are a majority in one house, and we will become the majority in the other. And we will send that charlatan in the White House back to the golden throne he came from.
It's all about politics. Or as Ilhan Omar would say, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about money and power. That's what we're discussing here. It's all about money and it's all about power. All right, so coming up next hour, my interview with the president inside the Oval Office. I'm going to tell you what it was like, how it all came together, what it was like to stand in that room, the most iconic room in the world, and look around and say, this is what the Oval Office would look like if it were on TV. And then realize, but wait, it's not on TV. I'm actually standing here. And for me, that'd be a lifelong accomplishment to be inside the Oval Office. Have always wanted it. Have always thought it would be incredible. Was not disappointed in the least. Not disappointed in the least. All right, so check it all out at the brand new SteveGruber.com. Drop me a line. New content, new videos, new commentary all the time. SteveGruber.com. Go there. Quick break. We'll be right back.